This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right, folks. We're on location at 555 Canal Street, the New Orleans Marriott, for the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation's centennial celebration, 100 years. And joining us now is Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. And Jim is actually a highly diversified farmer, a sixth-generation farmer in Cheneyville, Louisiana, on a 9,000-acre farm that produces rice, soybeans, crawfish, and cattle, and I guess, sugarcane as well. Yeah. I guess with all of those products, you know what the challenges are and what farming's all about.
Yes, sir.
So I know you're excited to be back. Congratulations on your presidency now, recently been elected, first time back. Yeah. In the pandemic, two-year hiatus, and what are they telling you? What are your folks, your members telling you this morning?
Well, you know, all our members are just so happy to be back in New Orleans at the Marriott. We've been coming down here for 40 years. The last year we were able to come was 2019, and we missed the previous 2 years because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all happy to be here. We're having a great convention. We're celebrating our 100th anniversary and looking forward to the future.
You know, when we think of farmers, I don't think we really recognize just how diverse that is. And as this organization obviously grows, what do you see as your biggest challenges of being the president of the organization, and what is kind of your vision?
Well, you know, what I would like to consumers to know about farming is, you know, farmers risk everything they have every year when they put a crop in the ground. We have no control over the inputs. We don't know what we're going to get for the crop until we harvest it. And weather's always a big factor. It's something that farmers contend with every day. It really takes a special person to be a farmer.
Yeah. It's a lot of risk. But, Jim, explain for the listening audience when you say the inputs and we don't know what we're going to get for the crop, because it all depends on the yield per acre, right? And
and
what the potential demand would be. That would be the supply side and then the demand for that product.
Yes, sir. You know, it depends on your yield, which you don't know because of the weather is a big factor. You know, hurricanes can take half your crop. And the price, you know, we're at the mercy of the commodity markets.
Right.
We really don't know what price we're going to get until we harvest the crop. Now you can do some things like hedging your crop and some marketing, but It's a volatile industry.
Sounds very familiar to the discussions we've been having about the price of fuel and who actually controls that price.
Yes, sir.
Because that's just a different commodity, right?
Yes, sir. And, you know, that's one thing farmers are very concerned about. You know, it takes farmers it's primarily the price of diesel fuel, and it's over $5 a gallon. It takes a lot of fuel for farmers to make the crop. Then they have to haul it to get it processed. Then it has to be hauled to the grocery store. And practically all the nitrogen fertilizer that farmers use is made from petroleum, from natural gas practically. And it's more than doubled. So prices have gone up some, but the profit margin has probably gone down a little because of the increase in inputs.
So as you make your rounds around the state, what are the most unique things that you're hearing from your farmers that is making it difficult for them, especially family farmers? You know, I mean, because they've been kind of the backbone historically of the farming industry. It has changed, right?
Right.
The farms today are not your great-grandmother's or father's farm any longer, right?
No, when I was a child, you know, farmers could farm 100 acres and make a living. Now, you've got to have 7 or 8 times that just to be able to afford the equipment to farm. You've got to spread it over a lot of acres. Farmers in Louisiana are really concerned about inputs. They're concerned about government regulations. They're concerned about markets. We have many countries that put artificial barriers up to letting us sell our products in their countries.
Mm-hmm. It's protectionist legislation for their farmers?
Yes, sir. It's protectionist legislation. You know, we have what they call the World Trade Organization that is supposed to be able to stop this from happening, but, you know, a lot of countries don't follow the rules.
So when we look at demand for your ag products, are you hearing from your members that there's concern about the supply? I mean, how many cultivated acres that we have in the respective states of this country, and more particularly in Louisiana, should we have more cultivated acres?
Well, you know, I guess that's a market decision. We do have some acreage in conservation programs, and they're usually the acres that are susceptible to erosion, and it's a government program that allows you to take those acres out of production. But you know, Louisiana is the biggest industry. I mean, excuse me, agriculture is the biggest industry in Louisiana.
Well, that was true. You're bigger than Louisiana.
And but nationwide, we have a plentiful supply of food. There may be some short-term shortages of food, such as eggs, if something's going on, you know, with some bird virus or something. But we have a plentiful supply of food. And we have the safest food in the world. American farmers are the most regulated farmers in the country. And some regulation is good. You want your food to be safe.
Absolutely.
All farmers want the food to be safe. So, you know, we do not have a food shortage in the United States.
We're visiting with Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. I was talking with Avery just casually earlier, and I was kind of curious, a lot of challenges right now, you know, the Ukrainian-Russian war, you know, they're big wheat producers, creating stressors in both Eastern and Western Europe as well as the continent of Africa. Mm-hmm. People are trying to realign their supply chains,
yeah.
Right? Can you remember, as more particularly as a farmer, in modern times, a more volatile period of time for farming?
You know, I really cannot remember a more volatile time than we're in now. The Ukraine is a huge producer of wheat, and, you know, the Ukrainians are good farmers. They normally make a good crop, a wheat crop, but because of the war, even if they can make a crop, they can't ship it. So it's going to be a wheat shortage. It's not going to be a wheat shortage in the United States, but because we're on a world market, it's going to make the price higher.
Yeah. That volatility as we continue with inflationary pressures, obviously diesel, you guys are big time consumers. All of this heavy equipment.
Yes, sir.
That once again is not your grandfather's tractor, right?
Right. Right.
GPS controlled. I've seen some of these operations.
Right.
I mean, they look like space machines.
Yeah. That's right. We now have tractors you can start on the end and it'll drive to the other end in a straight line. It may be off by 1 centimeter or something. It's really amazing.
Kind of like your steady hand?
Well, I never was that steady. But it's amazing the technology that's coming up. It's expensive.
And the reason I bring that up is that you mentioned earlier the challenge of cultivated acres that you have as a family farm and what it takes, because this is the type of technologically enhanced farming equipment that costs a lot of money that you need to be able to support, because you need that to be able to compete.
Right. You're exactly right. Equipment is just so expensive, and it takes, you have to have a lot of acres to be able to afford the equipment. So it's kind of like all businesses, you know, it's kind of, you're, because of economic conditions, you're kind of driven to get bigger.
You guys just come out of a legislative session. How did y'all fare?
We fared very well. We passed the bills that, you know, that we were interested in, and we got quite a few bills killed that we thought may hurt agriculture.
Do you find that the legislature, state administration, has a keen understanding of your industry?
Well, we've got a good working relationship with Governor Edwards, and we've got a good working relationship with a lot of the legislatures in Louisiana.
A number of which are farmers, right?
Some are farmers. They have, it's kind of a, it's an organization, it's called the Rural Caucus. It's legislators that are from rural areas.
And folks, I'll tell you, a very powerful caucus.
and we work with them. And we have a good relationship with the governor.
Yeah.
So we're a force to be reckoned with in the legislature.
Well, the reason I ask is that those are all stress points,
yeah,
right? And
yes,
if they don't always align, it makes it even more difficult for you guys to be successful, to be able to successfully deliver your crop to market and make a price. I mean, I'm looking at shrimp prices right now. I don't know how shrimpers are going to stay in business. I mean, they're almost giving it away.
And the Farm Bureau represents the shrimping industry also. And, we were formed 100 years ago to advocate for farmers and ranchers and educate the public about the value of agriculture. And we're mostly just for common sense stuff in the legislature. We're just trying to make an honest living and stay in business.
And to give folks just a flavor, in the 2017 census, there were 27,300-plus farms.
Yes, sir.
In Louisiana, 7.9 million acres,
yes, sir,
cultivated, and the average size of a farm was just 292 acres.
Yes, sir. Now, I will say this, you know, what they classify some of the smaller acres as farms.
Right.
You're really commercial farmer unless you're, you know, producing produce or nursery stock would probably be a good bit bigger than that.
Yeah. Making the point that you made before that it's necessary order to survive.
Yeah.
Well, let me say, welcome back to the city. We're glad that y'all are back. I know you have to be really happy,
sir,
to see all the smiling faces that you've seen this morning. And we hope that y'all have an incredible and successful convention.
Could I put one plug in real quick? Senator Bill Cassidy is going to be visiting with us today, and Congresswoman Letlow. And
yes,
we're excited to see him, and I want to thank them for taking time out of their busy schedule to stop
because they're
and
in session. They're in session right
yes,
now
sir.
Too, so
yes,
that
sir,
that means a lot. Thank you so. Thank you so much, Jim Harper, President of Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.